Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by a happy John Underwood. Different feeling to Saturday?
Yeah, delighted tonight. We were very, very disappointed with our performance Saturday. And it set up a very tricky tie tonight. And I thought our lads approached it really, really well. I thought we did the right things, I felt, from start to finish. And a very professional job. I think we maybe were a little bit unlucky not to get ahead in 90 minutes. And just saying in there, we tried for 90 minutes, just did everything but score. And then you go and get two in the first 5 minutes of extra time. But it doesn't matter how you do it. We got there. We got the result that I think we deserved on the night. But we were run very close.
Yeah, Scholing pushed you very, very hard. And obviously when you start with, you know, a lot of intensity, a lot of pressure, it's very physical, it's very fast. You get a penalty. Was that a just decision?
It looked like it. It looked like it, to be honest. I thought the lad clipped Ben again, and their keeper's pulled off a fantastic save from Dobbo. Yeah, maybe it could have been a bit further in the corner of the shot, but it was a superb save from him.
Then could you add another couple, possibly some handball
shouts?
There were a lot
of hands. From where we are, it was impossible to tell, but there was a lot of shouts. But there just seemed a lot of near misses. I thought we put a lot of very good crosses in the box first half. They defended them very well. I thought their centre-half played very, very well.
Still looked a threat on the break?
Them, yeah, they did. I mean, they got the centre-forward's a big, strong boy, Mason, and he's a handful. And, you know, while the game is at 0-0, there's always a chance it could go either way. I felt we were the team that pressed more and certainly got more ball into the box than they did, but they were always a threat. And, full credit to them. They're a step five side, but they're much better than that level. I would say they impressed me more probably tonight than even Saturday. I thought they were really hard to break down and get the better of tonight, and that a lot of those players could be playing a couple of levels higher. So a very good side, and we're I don't say relieved to get through, we're very, very happy to get through.
Were there any moments during the 90 minutes when you just thought, oh god?
Yeah, when you miss a penalty for a start, I mean, that gives them a massive boost when the keeper saves a penalty. It at times felt a little bit like one of those nights where it just won't go in for you. You know, balls fizzing across the box, people getting a touch and just not quite going in. But we just said to those, just keep doing the right things. You know, we wanted the game to be high tempo because we felt, with respect to them in their league, they probably don't have games like that every week. And we wanted to keep the game moving, keep the game at a high tempo. And I think, you know, maybe our fitness told, or maybe the chances just fell for us in the second, in the extra time period. But I felt once we got one, we kind of got stronger and stronger, and we certainly finished the stronger of the two sides.
Yeah, as you say, in that extra time period, it all of a sudden started to click for you. And in terms of what we were looking at doing, it seems to come off. Obviously, one of the set pieces, there'd been a few near misses, and then all of a sudden, Togs pops up and gets on the end of one.
Yeah, we work hard on our set pieces, and we had a lot of them tonight. And as I said, they defended them very, very well. But I think if you have enough set pieces, you have enough good quality ball in the box, eventually things do fall for you. And I think that's what happened with that corner.
And then Dobbo steps up, and he'd had a lot of shots during the night that some had gone on target, some had tested the keeper and then smashed one in off the inside of the post.
Yeah, great strike from Dobbo. You know, he's in a good run of form. He's getting obviously a few penalties he scored, but he's getting goals and assists again, which is what we look for from him. Yeah, I think if you just keep doing the right things, and we keep working hard as we did, keep putting the ball in the box, keep being positive, which we were, it was just going to eventually come. I think if you did a shot count, and I think we'd have been, you know, a decent distance in front. I think we had a lot more openings in the game, but they always were a threat.
And then towards the end, obviously, once you got two and then three, really good team goal, the third, did you then think, OK, this is it, and their heads went down, their legs seemed that little bit more tired?
Yeah, it needed the third one for me, because even at 2-0, well, obviously, as we saw Saturday, you know, even if they'd have scored with 3 or 4 minutes to go, they'd have just chucked everything at us, and you just never know. So the third goal killed it. Very good team goal. Josh getting forward from right back. He had a fantastic game for him and Warren down the right. Were probably our standout players tonight. I thought they were outstanding, and Josh deserved his goal, and he's ended up in the box deep into extra time and got his rewards.
Any other particular standout strong performers for you?
I was happy with everybody. You know, as much as Saturday, we, there was hardly anybody for me that came out with credit. To be fair, probably Guy Hollis was, I thought, our best player Saturday, who was unavailable tonight. But I thought tonight pretty much everybody did their jobs, and it was a professional performance. We did the right things, and really pleased with the reaction, because we weren't good Saturday, and to be fair, me and Bakes have been in a stinking mood since Saturday, and it's turned up today in a mood just with how Saturday went. But the players have done what we know they're capable of, and we've done the job, and we can look forward now.
Yeah, and in terms of looking forward, obviously two home games on the bounce now, so obviously back to league action against Hungerford Town, which isn't going to be easy at the weekend. I think they drew one all tonight against Wantage, and then a home draw against Bristol Manor Farm.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a good run of form. It didn't feel like it after Saturday, but we had three league wins and obviously a draw and a win in the cup. We're looking to build on that. I think that there is a confidence in the camp at the moment. We were knocked a little bit Saturday, but I think what's happened tonight will restore that confidence. So, no, obviously we've got ourselves up into seventh in the table, and we need to build on that, and we need to try and get a win and cement that kind of top seven position on Saturday. And then we can prepare for the FA Cup, which is, obviously we're pleased to be at home. If you're offered a home game against a lower league opposition, then clearly that's what you look for. I think we hopefully will have learnt our lesson from Saturday in terms of the players, in terms of, I thought maybe one or two maybe thought it was a done deal when we went two up, and it wasn't. And, we've got to be thoroughly professional against Bristol Manor Farm. We'll do our homework, as we did for this game. We'll pay them lots of respect, and hopefully we can get the job done.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on tonight, John. Enjoy that beer, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.